You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive. It's Fan Run Radio. Beautiful Thursday afternoon. Welcome in. Alongside Bear and Trey Wallace, I'm Russell Smith with you for 3 hours or so here. I don't know. Maybe we'll hang out. Make it four. Just have to see how it feels coming up here about 6 o'clock. Trey Wallace, how are you, sir?
Good afternoon to you, Russ. Hope you're doing well, man. Just started off the show wrong. Made some coffee with some soapy water. So a little bit on edge. But other than that, I'm good.
Wait, you made coffee with soapy water? Like, how does that work? I don't understand.
I didn't know that my cup that I had just come out, like, was being washed still, so it still had some like soapy suds in it, and then I used it for the Keurig, and now I just feel like I'm drinking soapy coffee.
Yeah, my advice would be to pour it out and start over. Just start the whole process over. Sometimes that happens.
I'm going through next hour.
Yeah. You're not going to drink the soapy water in the first hour, are you?
I have been drinking it, actually.
Okay, I can't believe I have to say this, but here we are. Trey, stop drinking the soapy water. Get yourself a regular, non-chemical, poisoned beverage so that you don't die during the show, and then you can make real coffee later.
It might help ratings, God. So you never know.
All right, so that's how we start with Trey. Bear, are you with us?
Yes.
Are you drinking soap coffee?
Is that a real question? Is that rhetorical? No.
Good.
I'm not a dumbass.
Good. Want to begin the show by wishing a very happy 46th birthday to one Jerome Pruitt. Big Germ, 46 years young today. Bear, what do you think Jeremy Pruitt wants for his birthday? Like when Casey asks, "Jeremy, what can I get you that you're so hard to shop for? You ever since you became a millionaire, you just buy whatever you want. What can I get you to make it a special day?" I don't know why she sounds like that, like Little House on the Prairie or something. That's the best I could do, spur of the moment. What do you think Big Germ wants on this, his special day?
Five star
corner. Well, a corner.
I don't know. I would say a five star, you know,
anything?
Guaranteed bona fide franchise quarterback.
I think if Pruitt has his, if he gets whoever he wants, he's going cornerback, right? Over all else.
Right now, if he's wanting
anytime,
if he's really made the, you know, taking the next step from being defensive coordinator to being the head coach, then I would hope what he needs is what he would want would be a franchise quarterback. That's what this team needs.
Okay.
If he had a franchise quarterback right now, we're looking at the
right.
I think without putting on too much, Russell, I think that we'd be looking at a potential 10 or 11 win season.
Yeah. You make an eloquent case. This has the potential makings of a great Rickard Ridge barbecue smoking hot question. Trey, Jeremy Pruitt's the big 4-6 today. 4 years from the golden birthday. 50's gold, right?
Yeah.
What do you think Jeremy Pruitt wants for his birthday? Is it a five-star quarterback?
She probably got a case of Skull from Costco for him. You know, probably making his favorite cornbread for dinner.
Mm.
You know, maybe some beans to go with it. And then maybe the kids go to bed early. Who knows?
Oh! All right. Took it there.
Skull, cornbread, and Netflix and chill.
All right. Here, Jeremy Pruitt, what does he want for his birthday? I'll give you four choices. I'm going to say a five-star cornerback since he's a cornerback coach by trade. And a five-star quarterback is too obvious. I think Bear's right with the five-star quarterback, but I think that would – that's almost too obvious. A five-star corner, a win over Alabama, a win over Florida, or a raise and extension. What do you think? A five-star corner, a win over Bama, a win over Florida, or a raise and extension? You're just going to go pure greed. I want to get up over the $4 million mark. He might. He might. I probably would.
I think you would rather meet Nick Saban at midfield after the game knowing that he had just won. It'd be a pretty good birthday present.
Win over the Tide?
Yeah.
No, I think I wouldn't. Those are – can we workshop our four choices a little bit?
Sure.
All right.
What else?
I think you should – why is five-star quarterback not on there?
I just said, because I feel like that's – yes, he would like a five-star quarterback. Who wouldn't? I feel like that – if we do that, like everybody's going to say that. I'm trying to make it a competitive situation, competitive balance.
I mean, I can just about tell you how it's going to finish.
Went over Bama?
Probably went over Bama, went over Florida, five-star corner, raise an extension.
You think that's what he wants?
I think if you gave him those four choices in that order, that's what it'd be.
I think he'd take the raise and extension. Now, I'm not even hating on him for it either, man. Like,
nah, because if he does any of the other three, well, two out of the other three, number four is just academic. He's going to get a raise and an extension.
Okay.
I guarantee I'll be leading the show. He beats whoever next coach beats Bama deserves a damn raise and extension.
Let's get John, not that Fulkerson, in the mix and in the hunt. Get Folky's opinion this afternoon. What do you think, Folky? What does Big Germ want on his special day?
I'd say he'd want to beat Bama.
Beat Bama. That's what Folky says. Okay. Okay. Anything else? You guys think about that. And I don't think it's any coincidence that on Big Jeremy Pruitt's birthday also happens to fall on National Hamburger Day. Because Big Germ looks like a man who enjoys himself a tasty burger. What...
I think he'd rather have a win over Georgia than a win over Florida.
Think so?
Hell yeah.
Just because he worked there?
He doesn't like Kirby Shark.
Here's why. I think the win over Georgia, you could make a case for it because it's at the end of the year and you can lose.
We'd be frothing if we beat Georgia at the end of the year, Russ.
Yeah, you could lose awesome. You could lose those first three games, and if you go into Athens and knock off Georgia on the road towards the end of the season, it gives you a shot of hopium in the arm on the way out the door. You know, assuming you get to 9-3 at that point, we would all, I think, be more or less satisfied with that season. We'd be fired up for a big bowl game, chance to have a 10-win season. That would be huge, but here's the I feel like that's a conservative approach. If you beat Florida, then all of a sudden I think the calculus changes. Maybe we throw Oklahoma in this birthday bin, if you will. If you beat Oklahoma, that sets the tone. Then all of a sudden I feel like there's expectations there to beat Florida to win another one. Everybody's talking about the big four games and how Jeremy Pruitt has to win one of those this year to show that he belongs and the program's on the upward trajectory. He's got to win one of Oklahoma, Florida, Alabama, and Georgia. But you guys know as well as I do that if he beats Oklahoma, that narrative goes away, right? Then the narrative comes, okay, he's got to win. You beat Oklahoma, so obviously the program has, you know, is really close, if not flat out arrived at that point. At that point, you got to win one of the big three. At that point, And I know we moved the goalposts, but it's what we do. And you guys know it's going to happen. If we beat Oklahoma, the narrative is going to become, oh, you got to beat Florida, Alabama, or Georgia this year. You got to have one of those wins.
I think he does. He needs to do that anyhow. Just in my opinion.
Do what? Win one of those three?
Oh, yeah. He needs it. I'm not saying he has to do it or that he couldn't go on to be very successful here and win, you know, at the playoff level, but
will 8-4 with losses will 8-4 with losses to Oklahoma, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, will that be disappointing?
Oh, it's extremely for me, yeah. I expect him to, you know, the team's improved every year he's been here. He's replacing the guy that just barely met expectations and fell flat and can never, grab the brass ring when it got within his reach. Yeah. Pruitt needs to win this year with the class that he's the level we're recruiting at right now. I mean, I don't know if he's going to keep the entirety of this really nice class together if you don't beat one of the big three on the schedule. I expect for us to beat Oklahoma.
Nate says we're missing the forest for the trees. Skolcan wants to play a full season for his birthday more than anything else. Just wants to play the season. What is the correct wireless network in here, Folky? Why can't I get on wireless in this station?
I have no idea. Why are you back in the station?
I've had a very long day. I want to get into it. And what? I'm here.
You flooded the house or something?
No. I've just had a lot to get done today, and I had to come in. Anyway, what's the damn wireless here, Folky? Is it guests or WKGN 1340? I can't sign into either one.
It's WKGN 1340, Russ. If Folky's got an iPhone, move it over.
All right. We're good. Thought I was going to be back in the Stone Ages there
like
for a second doing a show with no internet access. We used to do that, Folky. You and your generation don't know what it was like. There are days when I first got into the business, like the radio host would come in with a newspaper. You're laughing. You think I'm making it up? No, a freaking newspaper. That was like the gold standard of show prep. You'd come in with your newspaper and a legal pad. And you'd write out your topics. Oh, I'm going to hit on this, 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 and this. And that's how it was done. You didn't have laptops. There was no iPhone. If you wanted to get on the internet, you had to, like, dial a phone number. And they'd go, like, all that stuff.
Hey, Russ.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, you got to keep in mind that that's like, ear-shattering level.
Sorry.
Me and Trey.
Sorry. 865-546-8200, your number to get on the drive this afternoon, 546-8200, if you want to get up with us. Jam-packed show this afternoon. Tony Vitello is going to return to the program. We'll talk to him. I'd be interested to get his thoughts on the baseball situation, because I will be quite honest with you, I find it very hard to follow. I'm just not a huge baseball fan to begin with, and then once you get into labor negotiations, we're going to take X percent of this. Oh, my God, my eyes just glaze over. And I don't care enough beyond, are you going to play or not? And so we'll ask Vitello whether or not he thinks they're going to play, and then we'll play jam or not a jam with the head baseball coach of the Tennessee Volunteers. So that's what we got for you this afternoon, jam-packed. Jump in. What do you think about it? Rick Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question. What are we giving Jeremy Pruitt for his birthday? You could be birthday clause. You could be his parents. You're setting up the birthday party. What are we wrapping for him? Bear says a five-star QB. Trey says a win over Bama. Folky said a win over Bama, too. I'm leaning towards that five-star corner. It's what he's always wanted, man. It's like, remember that he first got here and we went after like 3 5-star corners and he didn't get any of them. And I don't think we've signed one yet.
Yeah, but he's not the defensive coordinator anymore. He's a head coach.
But you can change
he's
the title.
He's got a more important need right now.
You can change the title all you want, Bear. He wants what he wants. He wants a five-star corner. And I'm a guy, when I'm shopping for my wife or my kids for birth, I don't get them what I want them to have. People do that. Bad gift givers will get you what they want you to have, what they think you want. I just get them what you want. Like, what do you want? Oh, you want a sweater? Man. I'll get you a sweater. Like, that's how I do it.
I disagree, Russ.
No, you know? I mean, that's the difference between you and me. I'm a good gift
giver.
Yeah,
people that I give gifts to are sometimes shocked, surprised.
Yes.
Tickled to death.
Sometimes.
Well.
My gift recipients are always satisfied.
Simon. I mean, you're a simpleton. I mean, some might say a complete imbecile at times. I don't say that, but people do say that about you. And, you know, I mean, it's just proof right there. I'll tell you okay. what, you know what Jeremy
it's
going to
be
really
one of those.
Wants.
Now you're in a big mood. You've got a little bit of a diva thing going on now. Oh, don't interrupt me. Don't talk over. Lower your voice. You're an imbecile. You're going to have one of those days. You're having a rough day. It's okay. I can take it.
I'm not.
I can take it. You put it all on these big, broad shoulders. I can handle it.
You know what I'm getting, Jeremy Pruitt, you jackass, is I'm getting him a national championship for his birthday. He's a head coach now. That's what he wants, Russell. He wants a national champ. He wants a ring on his finger. He wants to join that club. Five-star cornerback, yeah, it would be great. That's a luxury item. What he needs a franchise quarterback, because you do not win in the playoffs or national championship game unless you have, you know, a Rolls-Royce franchise quarterback. In college football, if your quarterback's not one of the top two guys, you're probably not going to win the national championship.
Soccer's coming back.
Oh God.
Italy and England.
I'm rooting for England, man.
If you wanted to go, if I said Bear, we're hopping on my private jet plane. I've just won the Powerball. We're going to go across the pond, and we're going to go see a soccer game. England or Italy, your choice. Where are we going?
I mean, no coronavirus. This is an alternate universe where everything's normal.
No, this is the normal universe where I have a private jet, and I'm taking you to a soccer game across the pond. Yes, it's an alternate universe.
Probably England. You know, and then, I mean, to be honest, I mean, I'll keep it real. A Hyundai, as they say. I'm probably ditching you before the soccer game, taking a train up north.
Trey,
I'm just going
Italy
music,
or England, what say you?
I've been to England twice, so I'd rather go to Italy. Never been to Italy. But I'll take Italian League. And then we'll make a detour in Kazakhstan and drop Bear off, and then we'll go back and enjoy the rest of our vacation.
They probably have better food in Italy, better wine.
Absolutely.
But probably better beer, like blue-collar fare in England.
Well, here's the other thing. They speak English in England. I don't speak Italian.
Kind of. Yeah. You know, watched Peaky Blinders. I mean, sometimes you need subtitles.
I don't know, man. If you immerse yourself in it, you can pick up what they're saying. You just got to learn the slang.
Take a quick time out.
Green Street hooligans?
I've not. So maybe it's just Twitter that's not working. Like, I could go to every website except Twitter. Maybe Twitter's down right now, which probably is not a bad thing. I don't know if you've been on
Twitter
today, but it is. It's not fun. It's not good. We'll take a quick break. Maybe Nate blocked Twitter. Did we do that? We start blocking websites?
I mean, they ought to. I don't know. Got a music trivia for you. Russ, figure out what important debut record was released 33 years ago today.
All right, let me ponder that. During the break, we take a quick timeout. The Drive continues. Your phone calls coming up. Back with more right after this.
The Drive.
Thank you.
All right, back here on the Drive Fan Run Radio. Russell Bear Trey back with you. Moondog on Twitter says, you guys know what Pruitt wants. He wants Saban's job. This is his audition. Oh. I can't necessarily disagree. I'd like to. He might not want it, but I don't think any of us would be surprised if he did. What do you think? What do you think, Trey? Is this an audition for Jeremy Pruitt for Nick Saban's job? Presumably,
yeah,
his dream job.
I think it's him and Kirby Smart going up against each other. Whoever comes out best at the end, they're going to get the job at Alabama, or at least that'd be offered by Alabama.
I don't think Kirby would want the job. I mean, why would Kirby want to go to Alabama? He played at Georgia, man.
Yeah, I think Kirby wants the Alabama job.
No way. There's no way in hell a guy would want that job.
Clemson, Alabama, best jobs in the country.
I disagree, man. I mean, nobody's ever been able to win there since Dooley had Herschel Walker, but they're in, like, the greater Atlanta area is the most fertile recruiting grounds in the nation. There's no denying him. He's set up, I mean, that's where he played.
Yeah, but you're Alabama. You can go recruit anywhere you want.
You got an inflated view of Alabama then, man.
Why do you think I'm being serious? View of Alabama. Look what the hell they've done for the last 10 years. How's that inflated?
Not everybody wants. I mean, Kirby Smart, I mean, he's at Georgia. He's one play away from beating him in the national championship a couple years ago. He don't want the damn Alabama job. We could waterboard that guy and he'd tell us the truth.
I think I don't see Kirby wanting that job. I think he would listen. If he'd
leverage it for a couple million dollars, probably.
I just think it would depend on the scenario when that would go down. Like I could see a scenario of him taking it if he was starting to feel underappreciated or pressured at Georgia. But is Alabama going to be coming after him if that's the situation? And to get back to our question. What is Jeremy Pruitt like? How much does he have to win? Like, if Nick Saban just announced right now, I'm done, can't do it anymore. I don't think Alabama would come after Jeremy Pruitt. He hasn't done enough. They go after Dabo first, then maybe Kirby. And I don't even know if Pruitt would be third after that. They might just try and find somebody who's won a little more. But I don't necessarily think that Jeremy Pruitt views this as an audition. I think he's 110% locked in and focused on trying to win, because he knows, like, if he wins, if he does want the Bama job or any other job, he's got to win to get it. And so I think he's got tunnel vision towards that goal right now. A win over Alabama is running away. With the Rickard Ridge barbecue smoking hot question, 60.9% of the vote. Interestingly enough, five-star corner has 21.7%, and then a win over Florida and a raise and extension is tied at 8.7%.
Don't need the money.
He's good right now.
Yeah, he's gonna have to get into the playoffs and or beat Alabama once or twice, I think, to get a legitimate if and when the job comes open to get a serious look at it. I would think.
By the way, happy birthday to D.R. Vall. He says he wants to win over Bama and his quarterback not to run a sneak. It's also my birthday, and I'm picking beat Florida. Florida can go to hell.
Yeah, yep. I mean,
happy birthday, D.R. Vall.
Yeah. For the old heads, man, it's all about Alabama. I mean, I loathe Georgia, loathe Florida, but we got to get back to, you know, the 90s were so much fun.
I mean, you're only getting one. You're only going to get one win out of the three. Pick one.
Alabama.
Georgia, Florida, Alabama.
Alabama. Huh. Alabama, every day of the week, twice on Sunday. The answer is always Alabama. So.
Yeah, I think it has to be.
Yeah.
By the way, Jerry West also. Jerry West also celebrating a birthday. He's 82 years old. The logo is 82 today. Jerry West, Jeremy Pruitt, and D.R. Vall.
Did you figure out my music trivia, Russ?
I didn't even think. What, 33 years ago today, so yes. 1987?
Yes.
Appetite for Destruction?
No. Sally Cinnamon by the Stone Roses, their debut record.
What?
Drop.
I've never heard of that.
You ever heard of the Stone Roses?
I've heard of the Stone Roses. I couldn't name you a single song or album. You made it out to be like it was going to be some monolithic album that everybody's heard of. Nobody's heard of that. Fulky, you ever heard of? I don't even remember what Cinnamon Girl? Like what Girl Made of Cinnamon by. What is
Cinnamon
it?
Sally.
Cinnamon Sally. Cinnamon Girl is a Neil Young song. Cinnamon Sally by the Stone Roses. Have you ever heard of the Stone Roses? No. Trey, you ever heard of the Stone Roses?
No, I've never heard of the Stone Roses. The bigger thing on this day, I'm not
going to
piss off there. Stone Roses.
I mean, what do you mean you can't name any of their songs, Russ?
No. No.
I mean, you're a radio guy.
I know. I've heard of them.
I want to be adored. She bangs the drums. Love spreads fool's gold. This is the one. Bye-bye, Batman. I'm the resurrection.
Are you speaking English right now? Like, what? These words you're saying have... You're like... you sound like what I imagine Trey would sound like on Four Hits of Peyote right now. Just nothing but disconnected words. Jason says, I don't think you'll have a whole lot of guys wanting to follow Pruitt. If Pruitt built his own legacy at UT, then there's no way he would follow Saban in those expectations.
Does he get to a point? Is he one of these guys like Dabo? Can he have enough sustained success here, like big time success and soon, and have such a good setup that.
Sure.
You know.
Well, go ahead.
Dabo.
How about this?
Alabama too.
How about this? Close your eyes unless you're driving. Then don't close your eyes. But Bear, Trey, you guys are at home. Close your eyes. Let me paint a picture for. Let's hop in fantasy land. Speaking of the Four Hits of Peyote, let's get nuts. Jeremy Pruitt does beat Bama this year. Nick Saban's old. He's 70, man. Can't find a good defensive coordinator anymore. Pruitt and Kirby are stealing his recruits. Say we throw up a 10-2. Say we throw up an 11-1. Say we get to the playoff. Yeah, I'm high as a kite right now. Roll with me. It's hamburger day. Say Pruitt is on top of the world. And say Saban throws up like an 8-4. And he's just like, you know what? I can't do it anymore. I'm done. I'm hanging it up. If you're Jeremy Pruitt at that point, and Bama comes running to you because you're the hot new coach, and you're from Bama, and you went to Bama, and you're like, do you want to go down there and take on what all of a sudden has become a bit of a rebuild? 8-4. You're gonna lose. You're gonna leave your 10-2, 11-1 job, where you just beat the guy. And go take on a bit of a rebuild, knowing that the expectations are win immediately. No rebuild, no leeway, win yesterday. You're going to leave this job, the fan base that is going to love you at that point, to go walk into that hornet's nest? I think it's a very good point Jason brings up.
I think he'd be calling U-Haul 20 minutes after Alabama calls him, says, hey, how fast can y'all get here? get my stuff out of this house and down to my other house in the Tuscaloosa area.
Why doesn't Dabo do that? Why don't you say the same thing about Dabo, though? I mean, he played on the national championship team there.
Dabo doesn't need Alabama, though. Dabo's already built himself up a national championship caliber program.
Yeah, but...
with trophies to prove it.
But for Pruitt to get a look down there, he's going to... there, you know, if he can win national championships here, he's built this up from the radioactive rubble that it was. Why would he need Alabama?
Jamie on Twitter says, oh, so what was that whole this is where Pruitt became a Vol moment? Just more shtick? I don't think I ever had a this is where Pruitt became a Vol moment, because I kind of cringe when I read those on Twitter too. When did
I think he became aware, it finally dawned on him that it was a thing. The Bama homer call that they get from SEC refs. And it was just like the lights came on for him, like, holy crap. You know. Sucks being on this side of it.
865-546-8200. Why are people giving John Krasinski, aka Jim from The Office, grief for selling his Some Good News thing? Did you guys watch any of those?
Sold out. Yeah. They were great.
They're good, right? And he's got other things he wants to do. So he sold his idea and made some money. Like, is he bad guy for making money and like wanting to keep his good idea? No, he just needs to let it die and not let anybody else do it.
No, but he was doing it by himself and he was doing it once a week. And it couldn't have been that time consuming. He's got editors. He's got people that can cut some stuff up. I mean,
oh, it's time consuming. Like, he can't. He's a movie star. Like, he's writing, directing movies. He doesn't have time to do a weekly TV show and do all the other things that he's got to do.
Well, it's 15 minutes long. Let's not act like it's a.
Oh man, we're so petty. We're so petty.
Maybe it's because he sold it to Viacom, and Viacom's about to turn around and make four different shows out of it. Like, I don't know. I mean.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing. People want more. There's a market for it. There's demand for it. And you have a willing supplier. What's wrong with that? You should have given it to them for free. Would that have made people feel better? Viacom will be able to do it better. They'll be able to do it bigger and better. They'll be able to do more of it. They'll be able to do it better than he could. If there's a limited amount of time, it's still going to be good. I mean, there's good shows.
Yeah,
on.
But it takes away the fun out of it when he's not sitting in his office and doing it, man. And
you know,
having pictures.
You know what you are, Trey?
Kids.
You know what you are, Trey? You're Bear sitting here talking about Metallica sold out the Black Album. Master of Puppets forever, man. Enter Sandman.
They cut their hair.
It's a dumb take. Enter Sandman rocks. Sad but true rocks. The Unforgiven. Nothing else matters. Banger after banger after banger.
As soon as Cliff Burton bit the dust in the bus wreck in Europe, it was all downhill after that. They lost their soul, man.
Trey, you're with Bear on a street corner in your Chukka boots with a scarf wrapped around your neck. And a like a size medium T-shirt talking about the good old days right now. It's not a good look for you, man.
Yeah, I'm staying away from this.
Take a quick time out. Nikki says his what did Jamie call it? He became a Vol moment or whatever was when he called the three timeouts before halftime. That's the one I hear people say. I think that's kind of a silly position. If this guy flames out, if this is the best he can do is throw up a couple 7-5s, maybe get to 8-4 like Butch, if that's the best he could do, we'll be clowning him about taking those timeouts 5 years from now. You want to crown him? Go ahead and crown him. For now, I'm just wishing him a happy birthday. Stay with us. Your phone call's coming up. It's The Drive on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive is back.
Rigor Ridge Barbecue is open. You go in there, have yourself some barbecue, some good stuff. Tell them the drive sent you. They'll take good care of you up there at Cove Lake State Park. This will be a beautiful day to be on the porch out there, looking out over the lake, maybe with a lip smacker in your hand, barbecue sandwich. Or maybe you just want to go all out and get yourself a fresh cut steak, medium rare. Baked potato with all the fixings, maybe some asparagus, good stuff. Rickard Ridge Barbecue, go to rickardridgebbq.com to browse the entire menu. Get what you like. You get it for takeout, too, if you want. You roll up there and curbside pickup. Take great care of you at Rickard Ridge Barbecue. Also, thank the handful of you that came out yesterday to Old Ben Franklin Motors. It was good to be back there on the road. Good to be back out and doing stuff. We're trying to set up a bar remote with Jets and figure out how we could do that as we get back into things, because I know a lot of you all want to come out and have a frosty beverage with your friends here at Fan Run Radio. 865-546-8200 is your number, 546-8200. Speaking of five-star quarterbacks and what Coach Pruitt wants for his birthday, I see where JT Daniels, who Tennessee was after, kind of, maybe, I don't know, USC, evidently is going to Georgia.
Whoa.
Which is, that's going to shake things up. Trey, what are you hearing about JT Daniels to Georgia? Is he going to be, here's the thing that, they already got the kid from Wake Forest, Jamie Newman, right? And now this guy's going to go there. And I guess there are a couple of moving pieces here. First of all, is he going to be eligible immediately? Second of all, if he is, can he win the job away from Jamie Newman? And third of all, if he can, and you're Jamie Newman, what do you think about that? Because you transfer. I'm sure Georgia told him. I'm sure Kirby Smart told him, you're our guy. You come here. You're our quarterback. And you're going to be the man. And he said, okay, that's why I'm going there. Now, all of a sudden, this guy comes in and takes the job. That would be, Georgia do whatever they want. If I'm Kirby Smart, I want the best quarterback I can possibly get. But it is a very strange situation. I can't imagine that JT Daniels would go there thinking he's going to be eligible if he thought he's going to be the backup.
I don't – how did they get there? I mean, if you're Georgia, how do you get there? I mean, what year is Kirby in, fourth or fifth? How do you get in a situation – I mean, you're Georgia and you're taking a transfer quarterback from Wake Forest and a transfer quarterback from USC who's transferring because he couldn't beat out the guy in front of him. He did get hurt.
Well, I guess the easy answer is Justin Fields transferred to Ohio State, and then Jake Fromm left early. I guess that's the first part of that response.
Okay.
The second part, they have Vandergriff, Brock Vandergriff. They've got him committed for next year. He's supposedly the top quarterback in the country. I don't know what else they have at quarterback besides, but if you have, I mean, what would you rather have, Bear? Our situation with JG and a bunch of unprovenness behind him, or potentially the kid from Wake Forest and JT Daniels, whoever wins that battle?
God, that'd be a good smoking hot question. I don't know, man. I don't – probably JG, honest to God. I mean, he's more of a known quantity than the other two kids. What do you have to say?
I don't know enough about Jamie Newman. I haven't watched him play, but – they say that he's got some athleticism, and JG to me is a statue or something very close to it. I don't know. I kind of lean towards Georgia's situation, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were wanting to pump the brakes a little bit on the Garantano attacks. I don't know. Maybe you weren't.
I mean,
you got a guy coming off a knee injury and some kid from Wake Forest. I mean, they could both end up being, what was the kid that was here a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
That basically, I can't remember, was it South Carolina? Or, no. The kid threw the interception for a touchdown, pick six right before the half. And then they halfway. He was from, his uncle's a coach at, I think, Wisconsin, maybe.
Christ.
What was the kid's name?
What? Keller Christ.
Yeah, I mean, he was horrible. He wasn't an SE, you know. He wasn't a Pac-12 level quarterback.
JT Daniels was a five-star, right? I know you're going to say that, well, he got beat out by Slovis, but he was a five-star, put up pretty decent numbers.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean,
he's coming off a knee, so.
Okay. You'd rather have Garantano?
I don't know. That's what I said.
Did we just lose Trey?
You can make an argument for either side.
Let's, no, I'm back.
Hey, there's Trey Wallace. Trey, what do you want? Do you want to keep – Tennessee situation, if you're Jeremy Pruitt, would you trade quarterback situations with Georgia right now?
You're going to get a more mobile quarterback than Jamie Newman, but you're going to get a guy that actually knows the offense. I mean, I'd stick with Garantano with what they have going on right now with Harrison Bailey in the bullpen and Brian Maurer. At least you got guys who know how to run the offense. Jamie Newman doesn't know how to run that offense in Georgia yet.
Big Josh, call back. I was coming right to you. Rickard Ridge Barbecue, smoking hot question. Maybe we'll make that part two of the smoking hot question. Which quarterback situation would you prefer? Jeremy Pruitt's birthday today. What does Big Germ want for his 46th birthday? 66.5% of you say a win over Alabama. 17.8% say a five-star cornerback. 12.6% going with a win over Florida, and only 3% going the raise and extension. See, I think this is a case of like just what we don't want to we don't want to believe. We don't want to believe that our guy is just all about the money. If I had to bet my money. On his heart, we get to hook him up to the truth, the lie detector, and see what he really thinks. I think he's going with the money. I think he's going with the raise and extension. That's just me. Maybe I'm a little jaded, cynical. Tell you who's not jaded and cynical. Our most positive caller, and a fitting way to cap this segment. Roger, you're on the drive. Good afternoon, sir. Yeah.
Hey,
yeah. What up, Raj?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey, man, we're doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I have a question for y'all. With his birthday, Jeremy Pruitt. That's great. Happy birthday to you, Coach, today. Happy your birthday. And I just want to ask you about his birthday. I just want to ask you about cake-wise. I heard you mention that. I just want to ask you if you was him. I kind of wonder if he came from Alabama. I wonder what kind of cake he is. That cake I wanted. What kind of cake he liked? I wanted.
What kind of cake do I think Jeremy Pruitt would want for his birthday? It's a beautiful question. It's a great question. I'm going to say I could be totally wrong here.
Yeah.
I think Jeremy Pruitt looks like a big strawberry cake guy.
Oh, okay.
What?
Strawberry cake with a lot of strawberry icing.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's why I asked you about it. I'm not sure. I get chocolate. Thank you, that chocolate. Thank you, that chocolate. Chocolate. Oh,
he does. I'm sure he does. I'm sure he does. But yeah. I could also see, hey, Casey, you want to make me happy on my birthday? You can get me a big strawberry cake.
I like your voice, Russell. I like your voice.
Thank you.
On that, Russell.
Thank you.
Don't encourage him, Roger. Encourage him. Don't encourage him.
What?
Don't encourage him.
Why? I like his voice, Bear. I like his voice.
He's just being goofy, Raj.
Huh?
He's being goofy.
Well, I know. It's funny. I like it. It's funny, Bear.
If anybody needs me, I'll be fashioning a noose in the corner. I'll be right back.
But my answer on your question, Russ, I'll say, answer your question about Jeremy Pruitt. I'm just guessing that's what he wants.
Raj is old school. He wants to beat the tide.
Yeah.
Some things change. Some things don't. Yeah. Some things just stay the same. And any Tennessee fan who's been following this for 15, 20 plus years, it's all about beating Bama. At the end of the day, it is all about beating Bama.
Yeah. So cake wise, Bear, what kind of cake you think Bear?
Wow. Hello? Bear has had an inconsistent hour, to say the least.
How about you, Trey?
Maybe a good coconut cake, Raj.
Coconut cake? No.
Okay.
I could see a big germ go, what's this? trying to give him some coconut cake.
That sounds good, too.
Get back in the kitchen.
Maybe caramel?
That'd be a good one.
Caramel?
Yeah,
yellow cake with caramel? It's good.
Yeah, you too. All right. Thank you, Raj. Have a good night.
Hey, we're floundering around trying to find the right mix of a Ricker Ridge barbecue hot question. Big Raj comes in and sets us straight. I like that one. What kind of cake does Pruitt like? What kind of cake is... I'm going strawberry, man. Stay with us. The Drive continues. More Fan Run Radio coming up.